my family were settled in here, so we wanted to stay. And as soon as the season was over, we started talking to Nick, and we finally got the deal done to keep me here for 2 more years.
Did the championship have any bearing on your thinking, the fact you're coming off such a great season, or was it always going to be sticking around?
Obviously, the championship makes it easier. I want to stick around and try and go for that back-to-back, but always want to stay in Perth. I want to finish my career here in Perth, so that played a major part in the decision.
Seems like a very active market out there. You didn't listen to any offers or anything like that?
No, pretty much once we could start talking to clubs, my agents spoke to Nick, and took about a week to work out the details, and then after that it was all done.
Do you think you'll see many of your teammates re-signing and going around again?
Hopefully we can re-sign most of them. Obviously it's pretty upsetting to see Tommy leave, but it's a great opportunity for him to develop his career, but hopefully we can re-sign most of the guys.
What about Nate? If you don't sign Nate and you don't have Tommy, you might have to go back into the centre, the dreaded centre role, Matty.
I really hope we do sign Nate. He was a huge part of our success, especially in those final series against Illawarra and New Zealand. So hopefully we can get him back here, and definitely don't want to move back to that 5 spot. I was very happy in the 4 spot this year.
How much do players have an influence over other players and staying? Do you talk about it, or do you just let other blokes just decide themselves?
Yeah, just let other blokes decide. Obviously, we tell each other we'd like to make something special happen here, but obviously it's up to each individual to decide on what's best for their basketball career.
How did Tommy break the news to you guys?
He sent a text message, I think, after it got released that he wished us all the best, and he thanked us for 3 years here. But we wish him all the best up there. It's always exciting times for him with a new bub on the way and opening up a new club up there. So it'll be very exciting for Tommy.
There's lots of talk about international players returning. David Anderson's name's been mentioned. That this competition is likely to get a lot stronger. Do you feel that?
Oh, definitely, especially with the new rules the NBL's brought in this year with the marquee players, the 3 imports. It would be very good if we can get those international players back here in Australia. We'll just make the league better, and that's what you want. You want to get the NBL back up to how it was in the 90s.
When's the last time you saw an off-season like this with some big dollars flying around, people chopping and changing?
Hasn't been this way since I've been in the NBL. It's obviously been the same salary cap the last 6 years I've been here. So obviously to see the increase in salary, players are making the most of it and trying to get that top dollar.